Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPJ share number 131. That's Bais Pnimi joint share number 131. We're talking about emotional intelligence in marriage and pertaining to love, pertaining to the physical sexual relationship as well. It is a lack of emotional intelligence to believe that the manic high of being in that in love state is the true thing. It has very little to do, nothing to do practically with actual loving. And as one author put it, the absence of it is not grounds for divorce. This idea of the infatuation, the in love feeling, needing to be there in a high state or constant state, and without it, that means you're not connected or you're not in love and or things are going downhill, is a lack of healthy emotional maturity. Romantic love may seem delicious, may seem beautiful, may seem, very high, but it's an absurd escape from sanity. It's a narcissistic intoxication with no relationship to actual loving. And if you want to recapture the magic from where you were in love, what do you need to do? To actually be loving. Emotional intelligence means you act acts of love, being in the mood or not being in the mood, which will foster that connection. And the mood will come over time. It ebbs and it flows. But there's a constant that's always there. The love is too large and deep to be understood or measured by just words. And falling in love is only temporary. Sooner or later, you fall out of love. Whatever that out of love means. So there needs to be a realistic understanding of that, a concept. And we do not fall into or out of love. That's not how it works. We grow in love. Every marriage between two decent people, if they work on themselves, and they have humility and humbleness, and they bring Hashem in their lives, and they are Talmidim of Avraham Avinu, and they work towards it, can have a beautiful marriage. Real love requires flexibility, requires sensitivity, requires understanding, tolerance, knowledge, and strength. All these aspects are aspects of emotional intelligence. John Gottman, we quote often, said that a healthy, successful, lasting marriage is not created by the romanticized view of love based on passion or this powerful in-love feeling. That's not what it is. Love is tied to respect and includes affection, pride in one's spouse, husband or wife, showing genuine interest in each other's lives, and having empathy, as we discussed in the previous share. Mature love requires that you seek out and respect each other's opinions, each other's views, that you listen carefully to one another, and you can't care about each other's feelings. These have nothing to do with the fad falseness of the in-love romance that's described in our culture, in the books, in the movies. When you just rely on this falling in love concept, it offers a brief period of seeing the perfection in the loved one, but craziness sets in very quickly afterwards, so don't fall into that trap. Adult love is an emotional tie that provides a secure base, a safe haven, a source of comfort, a source of caring. Does that mean that there can't be passion and fiery love? Of course there can. And in Shir Hashirim, that is an ideal. And in every marriage, that's also an ideal. But that is not, that's a byproduct and a result of a lot of hard work and healthy emotional intelligence. The bond and attachment in a marriage has to be carefully managed to become mature so that there is a mature exchange of love, one to the other. So that's the key. To have a good marriage, you need emotional maturity. Taking obvious pleasure in the other person's happiness. When it comes to the sexual aspects of things, People refer to sex as intimacy. That's true with both men and with women. But in an emotionally mature marriage, the EQ, a sexual relationship between two consenting adults in marriage only, involves synchronicity, rapport, mutual empathy. And not focusing, hyper-focusing on the sexual aspects, but rather on the non-sexual affection first. If a husband reaches out for his wife's breasts more often than he reaches out for her hand, that's a problem. There's nothing wrong if they mutually talk about it with each other, and at certain times, he reaches out for her breasts, and it's mutually discussed, and that's fine. But I'm going to say this again. If a husband reaches out for her breasts more often than reaching out for her hand, there's something wrong. If he tries to give her forceful kisses with the tongue more than just a sweet kiss on the cheek more often, also something wrong. There's nothing wrong with those openly sexual things itself too, as long as it's worked through, agreed upon, and understood. But it's more likely to be welcoming in the sexual realm if you first acknowledge this healthier approach of touching and being comfortable with that touch in a more subtler, non-sexual way initially. We sometimes become too focused on sex and not enough affection. People who quote-unquote call that they say they have great sex, very often it falls apart, the relationship, because very often it has very little to do with true affection. That's a sad part of the way people who lack emotional intelligence view sex. It's vital to most couples, and it should be, but it's by no means a show of affection all the time. Sometimes it has very little to do with true affection. It's just the hormones kicking in. And this concept of trying to improve technique instead of actually and performance and mechanics is very destructive to a committed, loving relationship. Focusing just on satisfying the raw sexual needs, but not on tenderness, not on sharing, not on pleasing, it will cause deterioration in the marriage. There's nothing wrong with those things in its right contexts, in its right time, in a certain framework, but you have to have everything else first. The tenderness, the sharing, and the deepening of the soul emotional connection between the two of you. People think that very often their marriage didn't work out because of sexual incapability, that they weren't compatible in their sexual connection. That is usually not true, although couples claim that often. Because if sexual problems are there, they could be worked on. But very often what people call sexual problems is more likely caused by not understanding your role in the process, or by not delaying your own gratification, or the poor management of your emotions, or not being attuned to your own healthy sexual needs, or your spouse's sexual needs or feelings, and not expressing those needs and feelings in an emotionally healthy way. The role and dynamics of sex can be complex, can be misunderstood, just like love is misunderstood. And despite the easy availability of sexual material, very often we lack the fundamental knowledge of the sexual connection. We don't understand needs. We don't understand sexual responses in a healthy way. We don't get it from the right sources. That's why getting it from the right sources, from right hadracha, based on healthy, correct science, from healthy Torah-based intimate coaches, or even from straight hashkafa sex therapists, all of these things are very, very healthy and important to promote this healthy education that's needed. The intimacy needs of many men, though not all men, are met through sexual interaction. And very often men equate sexual encounter with being and feeling loved. And a man needs to learn how to differentiate that. It is true that the sexual opens up the emotions, but they can't be completely connected to one another. There needs to be that emotion that has to be developed in a healthy way, irrespective of the sexual connection. And when you're an emotionally intelligent person, they realize that sex is an important, crucial part of marriage, but they also have the emotional maturity of not becoming hyper-focused on it, not to be narrow in it by just gratifying yourself, by just giving in to your impulses. Instead, you do the reverse. You are genuinely interested in your wife or husband's needs. You can delay your own gratification to please your spouse. You can control your own impulses in order to please your spouse sexually. You can communicate effectively, and you can function more maturely when it comes to the sexual relationship. That broadening, the harchava, the widening of a deeper, emotional, healthy, mature perspective on this will come a long way of enhancing your marriage overall. Women may have the different aspect of it, but they are usually very good at giving in to their lack of initial desire. Sometimes initially they're not willing to have sex with their husbands. And women, to their credit, even though they're not, generally speaking, as easily stimulated sexually as their husbands are, they may have to work harder, but they're willing to work harder. As long as the husband is a mensch, they are willing to work harder. So a husband needs to redirect their excessive sexual desire at times and focus just on their wife in the right pace and in the right mahalach, like we have many other shiurim talking about that. A wife reciprocates to increase her desire and frequency of the sexual contact, and she learns to relax. She learns to give her husband a chance to participate in her arousal, even though initially she may not have that much interest. But she does it anyway, and she works through it, and when you're in the process, she actually enjoys it. And an emotionally intelligent woman will make this effort to contribute to a mutually satisfying sex life with her husband, being empathetic to his needs and to his desire for sex, and expressing her own feelings about this in an appropriate way, in a non-rejection type way, and to get her own sexual needs filled in a healthy way, and to be mutually satisfied in this relationship. This is a normal, healthy desire in marriage, the sexual desire, both in men and in women. It is more common that women need to work on overcoming their low libidos in order to become more sexually intimate with their husbands, but a surprising number of men need the same thing. Very often they also need activation to activate libidos, even though stereotypically it seems not that way. But very often husbands do struggle with that drive as well, due to stress, due to fatigue, due to other factors. They check themselves out physically, then they realize it could also be emotional or stress, other factors. And they also need to work on it. It goes both ways. We usually learn about Avodas Hashem in marriage, and certainly before marriage, of repressing or controlling or diminishing a high sexual libido, and to train it and to not go overboard with it even in marriage. But the other way around is an equally important avoda. When there is a low libido, low interest, it's important to work very hard towards connecting this way sexually, because the sex can help each other appreciate each other, can help each other accept each other, can help each other become more deeply connected to one another, can help each other heal emotionally. And it's important to emphasize these points. And when Metz Hashem, we're going to talk about it a little more in the upcoming Shia Be'ez Hashem. Bracha v'atzlacha.